Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Brian McKnight, 6812, and Sabrina Carpenter's Manchild on East Coast Radio, and that may be a triggering content for you.
Hey, Wynn.
Because perhaps you are currently in an apartamento, a house, perhaps, a gated community. You are not the landlord.
Yeah.
You are not the owner of this because you were like, ha, lolcat, I'm a millennial, I can't afford property. So you are renting, like the majority of people in this country, the majority of people in this economy. But your experience with the aforementioned owner of your property, it was meant to be smooth sailing.
Yeah.
It was written out in the lease.
Yeah.
Now you find yourself not happy.
To be fair, some landlords actually get the job done whenever you complain. They're like, hey, we hear you. Let's fix the damn thing ASAP. Some landlords, when you complain, tell them that the pipes are leaking. They'll be like, hey, I'm going to find a way. I'm going to find a way to fix it next week. I'm like, sir, the pipes are leaking. I'm going to be flooded by the time you get to next week. And most of the time, that next week never arrives.
No.
Some landlords will just gaslight you, bro. It's just the way it is. You got different categories. When you get what you get, you must move. But landlords are different. And that's what we must talk about, because the drama also varies in different levels.
Yes.
We want to know what's your level.
And also, what is your level of like scandal that you can personally handle?
Yeah.
This is legalese, but it's also subjective.
Yeah.
On the line, we have Bashni.
Yeah, Bashni's on the line. Welcome to the show.
Bashni, how are you? Fine. Very frothing to hear what this is about, babes.
All right, talk to us about the wildest squabble you've had with a landlord.
Okay, so I went to view this place in Musgrave. Very nice place. However, when we were viewing, there were a few people and myself there with the agent and the caretaker. So, in keeping with a good citizenship, I pointed out to the agent, I said, you know, the shower shelf is broken, the soap dish is broken. Yeah. So whoever does move in, whether it's us or anybody else, please ensure that that's actually fixed, because it's only right that it should all be fixed before any new tenant comes
in.
That's
fair.
Correct.
So she agreed. She agreed and she said, yes, that is the right thing to do. Anyway, it was our luck that we managed to send in an application and it was approved. And so I was the one that moved in. And by the way, after paying an exorbitant deposit along with that admin fee, the proverbial admin fee that
you
were talking about.
Yes, the admin fees.
Yes, but the deposit itself was quite exorbitant. Mm. So I moved in thinking that, okay, well, they'll get it done. I've been sending, this was at the end of March, I have been sending numerous emails to the agents and to the officers of the trust that owns the building.
There's always a trust.
Yes, it's a trust. Yeah.
Never once.
Ironically, yes.
Yes, so, yeah, exactly.
Yes, and I've been sending emails to the trust, and I copied in the agent saying, making reference to the initial discussion when we were viewing the place, saying that the shower shelf is not fixed, which means that we're having to bend down and pick up things, which is not always safe, and things like that. And
she's gone.
Eclipse. There's a lot going on.
Are we going to get it back? I need to know how the story ends.
I think.
Is Bashni... Where is Bashni's shower shelf?
I think, Stacey, the way she told that story speaks to how the situation is currently going.
Okay, wait. So
it's never ending.
So should we get into traffic?
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to get Bashni back.
Stacey.
I have to know how this ends.
At this point, we are living in Bashni's world.
But I'm in the shower. My back is hurting.
Okay.
Okay, so also, if you've got a story, right? Squabbles of the Landlord, 061-792-9495.
Tell us,
Bashni.
Tell
what happened? What happened?
Stacey and Jay Spoon.
Traffic is standstill on the N2 southbound just near the Annams turnoff. If you're traveling in the vicinity, a heads up for that. In Amanzimtoti, queuing traffic. It is due to an accident that took place earlier, and that recovery is currently taking place. And if you are on the N2 heading back to Durban from Amanzimtoti, traffic is still queuing between Arbor Crossing and the Joiner Road. So it is a bit of a mess that side, so please do keep that in mind. And if you do decide to take the R102 or Andrew Zonda Road as an alternative route, it is a bit of a nightmare currently in both directions, on both routes as well. Then N3 to Pinetown, we have slow moving traffic already. That's peak hour traffic between the Jan Smuts Highway and the Spaghetti Junction, and then also at the Gateway Interchange. It's a little slow there. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Andy James.
Stuck in traffic? Let us know. WhatsApp your traffic updates to 061 792 9495.
All right, pause. pause everything.
I need to know part two of the story.
Back to Boshni. Boshni, continue.
Yes,
sorry about that.
Sorry,
where were we?
Okay, yes. So Boshni, you said that you'd sent it. You sent the letter.
Yeah,
you cited that you have to lean down and it's not safe. And you copied everybody. And then what happened?
What happened, yeah.
And I've been sending numerous emails over the last 3.5 months since I've been in there. And like I said shower shelf does not even get acknowledged. There's not a response saying we acknowledge that the shower shelf is broken or we will fix it on this day or this day. So the previous caller that you had earlier, tell her she's lucky, at least she gets a response. My poor broken shower shelf doesn't even get acknowledged.
Wow. And what's the situation at the moment? Like, you still know?
But this is principle, hey Boshni, this is principle.
That's why I said that even before I knew it was myself that was going to move in, I did tell the agent, it's only right for whoever moves in that you guys fix everything. Yeah. Whoever the new tenant is, it's the right thing to do.
What a squabble.
No, what an absolute waste of Boshni's time, her energy, and her daughter. I'm sorry, babes. Listen, if drop the address with the producer, I'm going to swing by. I'll bring you an Umbro shelf. This is not right. Boshni mustn't live like this. My Boshni, my babes, I'm sorry, ask kiss.
Are you going to fix the issue with the landlord?
No, I'm just going to bring her a shelf because the principal. But in the meantime, her back. Boshni, please, some deep heat and breathe, babes. Breathe. We are not going to need premature Botox because of this landlord. Thank you very much for sharing and good luck. Good luck with your 89th email, my babes.
Okay. Boshni's not alone, though.
Oh, no. There are many stories that people can tell. So if you have been waiting, and maybe it didn't happen now, maybe you're not currently in the situation.
No, it's past.
Yes, you have been victimized. You have moved on, okay? But now someone has asked the question, so you must lean into that feeling.
Come do it.
Dramas with landlords. 061-792-94.
Hey, listen.
95.
You can say your name or not. Totally up to you. Safe space. Safe space.
I'd also like to put my hand up at this juncture, if I may. Counselor, please.
Yeah.
So when I was still living in Cape Town, I one day got a phone call from my landlord.
Ooh.
And they said, cool, so you're going to have to make sure that the house is clean on Sunday. And I was like, very offended. I was like, as opposed to, you know, I love Mr. Min, Britannia.
You're clean and you're very domesticated.
Yeah, she said, because of the open house. Oh. I said, pardonnez-moi? So they'd put the flat on the market and they were just planning an open house every Sunday.
While you are laying there.
Yes. And I was like, and where will I be during this open house?
You must just be that lady. Hi, this is the kitchen.
Guys, I'm now a radio presenter, media personality, and estate agent. On the line from your neck of the woods, Belito. Francois, welcome to the show. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you going?
Hey, man. Lekker. Listen, I'm not going to be surprised. You having a landlord issue in Belito.
What happened,
bro? And the best part is that she lives in Cape Town, so you must imagine communication can only happen via WhatsApp or email.
Limited.
Paper trail. So we move in and we had been told we've got 7 days to do a little snag list of any issues going on, anything that we've picked up, and they'll get it sorted out. So that's from the property manager.
Mm-hmm.
Those people that we pay the admin fees to and whatever, wherever that money goes to.
Mm-hmm.
So we do the 7-day snag list, we send it off to the property manager, no reply. About 10 days later, we get a reply, terribly sorry, he's not actually handling the property anymore, we need to deal directly with the landlord.
Oh dear.
No problem. Deal directly with the landlord, don't get a reply, eventually get a message saying no, she's in Germany at the moment, she'll get back to us when she's back in SA. Okay, perfect. Gets back to SA, so I did the withhold the rent thing, because we were sitting with, if I tell you, we could literally watch the mold grow daily in our rooms.
Triggering content. Francois, triggering content.
and then we discovered there was a leak in the bath that cost us 5,000 litres of water in 1 week.
Yo.
So she told us to then get quotes, which I then did.
Yeah.
And then she told us, no, they're too expensive.
Yeah, we're not going to fix that. Leave it
we're not taking
I can't.
Nobody's so
I take time out of my working day because I don't have a job or anything. I'm just living in Belize for the good life. You know?
Chilling.
That's what we do.
So I just want to fight with people. So eventually, she sends us a letter to say, no, either we must move out or she's going to block our electricity, which she proceeded to do.
Damn.
Francois.
Well, so we've gone legal. We've gone to the rental tribunal and everything to now sort this woman out.
Get it.
Where, Francois? I recently moved to Belito.
Whereabouts in Belito is
I have a landlord.
It's this boss.
She also lives in Cape Town.
Yes.
I also only communicate with her via WhatsApp.
Yes. Could
we be talking about the same gal?
I hope not.
Does it start with a K?
Really?
Does it start with a K?
No, it doesn't. It starts with an H.
That could be her sister, and it's giving your boss. It's a two-bath situation. Francois, good luck.
Oh, no.
Good luck, my babes.
Luck, man.
Do what you got to do.
Guys.
Do what you got to do, babes.
Good evening.
Right. Cheers, my love.
For sharing that story. That's hectic. I never thought that would happen in Belito.
Yeah. Squabbles with the landlord. We've heard some stories today, and turns out tenants are not jawling. Paying rent, but not jawling.
Okay, guys, I didn't want to bring this one up. You know the story.
No, maybe don't tell that story. That's such an awful story.
I think I should share it just so that...
If you can choose the correct words.
Okay, let me choose the right words.
Yeah.
Once upon a time.
So.
My landlord, who had just recently bought my apartment while I was living in it from another landlord, decided one day to come and do an inspection. And as he arrived to view his place that he just recently bought, all of a sudden, he had a stomach issue.
Yeah.
And requested that he would like to use my bathroom, his bathroom, my bathroom, his bathroom.
The bathroom.
The bathroom.
The collective ablution facility.
He used the bathroom.
Mm.
And left. 1 hour later, I go to the room, his bathroom, my bathroom, the ablution.
Yes, facility, yes.
Let me see if I can use the right words for this one.
No.
I'll
help you.
It looked
if you've watched Bridesmaids, it's happening.
It looked like the bathroom was hit by a wrecking ball and not the Miley Cyrus kind. It looked like it needed therapy and a priest. He left it in such a mess.
It was not a good time. It was a bad time.
I shouted, ah! Ah! When I saw the state, I quickly called him back to come and clean the damn place. The guy had the audacity not to do a 100% clean job. Didn't even use soap. Anyways.
Yeah. Told you it wasn't a nice story. On the line we have Kelly from Port Shepstone. Kelly.
Oh. Hi, guys.
So
Kelly, we've been through it.
We've seen things, Kelly. Please, Kelly, help us.
Can it get worse?
Well, I don't know. You guys can be the judge of
all
that.
All right, tell us.
So me and my husband just got engaged and we decided to move in together. So a family friend of ours decided to rent us her garden cottage.
Uh-huh.
And within 2 weeks, they broke in and stole everything. Mm. Everything, clothes, jewelry, even 1 liter of milk out of the fridge. And the landlord asked us, she said she's got insurance, in-house insurance. And so we said, yeah, can we claim, please? Because we've got no money. We've got nothing on our name. So she's like, yeah, okay, I'll give her all the papers and everything. A few weeks go by, and she told us, no, they actually paid out. We didn't see a cent of it. And...
Kelly,
no.
Kelly. Yes.
A scandal.
That the very least, she owes you a liter of milk.
At least. What?
she pocketed the money. And we just left it. We went to take a loan and everything. And we asked her, we need some security in this place. So, and that was in Jan. So in December, they broke in again. I took off work. I packed up everything in that place. And then she has the audacity to ask us, oh, wouldn't it help to put a bit of security in this place?
You know
so
what?
I told her.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly. My blood is boiling, Kelly. My blood.
It's
babe.
Also giving. It's also giving these crime incidences.
Yeah. I mean,
she
how? Yeah. Yeah. It's giving she might be more, you know, acquainted with those nonsensical nonsense that you're leaving your mouth, babe.
Yeah.
Commission of inquiry needs to be launched here.
That same day we moved out.
Good.
She kept our deposit because we were like, well, all right, stop it.
Yeah.
And we moved out,
Kelly,
that same day.
Shame girl.
Kelly.
Shame girl.
Good luck in your new home. Congratulations on your engagement. And may you and husband does be very, very happy together. I am so sorry that that happened to you. I am so sorry.
The most ridiculous thing I've ever had to put up with from a landlord was this lady had a beautiful garden with a lot of crushed stone, etc., around the garden. And after being there for 2 or 3 weeks, she popped in and told me that I need to wash the stones at least once a week. Take each stone, pick it up, and wash it in a bucket of water.
Which is
absolutely ridiculous.
What's happening, Stacey and Jay, and on the East Coast, your boyfriend here. So my family were coming down from Australia, and they booked this place for 3 months, and the rental was like 25 grand. And it was supposed to be a four-bedroom house with X and Y and Z. And when they got there, apparently the people had kept all of their stuff in one of the rooms, and you couldn't use the garage also, and the jacuzzi wasn't working. But they'd already paid the full amount upfront for the 3 months, including a deposit, and these people had just refused. They were like, no, unfortunately, it is what it is.
Hey guys, this is Sean, I'm the one, and this topic today, yay! Oh, it's crazy. But anyway, listen, I've had crazy squabbles with landlords. Yo, to the point of, you know, fighting over a tenant who's been leasing for a year. Listen to this. And they just had a baby, and he was like, hey, I don't want children on my property. They need to leave. Oh, my God. What an insensitive guy. Hey, somebody catch that guy. Oh!
All right, thank you so much for sharing.
Who is that guy at the end? Who is that man?
I'm shook.
That man needs his own 20-minute stand-up set.
Yeah, he needs.
Good job, baby boo. Good
right
job.
There. All right, for the full podcast, head over to ecr.co.za. Hey. I know a lot of landlords listening to us having this conversation right now are thinking, maybe we should also get our turn. And you know what? As Stacey and Jay Spoo, we believe that everyone's voice is important.
Yeah, we are equal opportunity nonsense too.
And so maybe one of the days, we are going to give the landlords an opportunity to give us their tenant horror stories.
Yeah.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.